Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, increasing and reaching your child's full potential. Each week, our objective is to help you as a parent, guardian, or loved one direct the path of a young person by empowering you with knowledge and understanding. Each week, you will be enlightened and moved into a position of positive parental involvement and influence. I am Phyllis Austin, and I am the founder of the National Parent Education Center, where we educate parents on education, help parents create quality education for their child, and advocate with parents on educational issues.
Hi, my name is Phyllis Austin, and welcome to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. I welcome and honor your presence in the classroom. As you know, June is almost here, and we are very excited. We are about to launch our national classroom. It is going to be awesome. We plan on educating, our goal is to educate 750,000 parents per year. So it is going to be an awesome, excited adventure to take on this new journey. And we're not going to do it alone. We're going to do it with your help. Today's show is about calling all parents, from grandparents to godparents, developing greatness. From grandparents to godparents, you have a role. They have a role in developing greatness, and we are not excluding anyone. So next week, we will be talking, and our show will focus on those very other supportive entities around helping children develop their greatness, friends, aunts, uncles, those non-parents, okay, the extended family of the village. So let's get right into this. Feel free to call in. Our call in number is 347-855-8603. Again, that's 347-855-8603. Feel free to call in and just share your comments with us. We, of course, will welcome those comments. It's going to be wonderful. Join the conversation. This is a very important conversation from grandparents. I like to say the greatest of grandparents, because there are probably some people out there who are great grandparents. I'm doing a course. I teach online, and I actually ran into come across a great great grandparent who was taking care of their 17-year-old great great granddaughter. So when you have those, and that was almost a year ago now, well, about 9 to 10 months before, while teaching online at another institution. And so we are, when you come across, all people play vital roles. And we need to take our emotions out. So today we want to talk about the roles. I'm just going to start with the greatest of grandparents to the grandparents. What is truly your role? And I have some ideas. And call in, our call in number 347-855-8603, because I'm sure you can share some ideas about the role. But what really came to mind as a grandparent, I think my granddaughter kind of summed it up in a story. So let me share to you what she did over the course of my doing that weekend when my son was graduating. And I was had the pleasure of visiting in Chicago and being there that weekend of that auspicious occasion. And let me just tell you what she said. So my son and her, they were playing in the backyard, and my son was not throwing the ball correctly. And she shouted, "Dad, you're not throwing the ball correctly." And he kept throwing this ball, tossing it to her, and she couldn't hit the ball. She said, "Dad, you're not throwing it correctly. I'm going to go tell Grandma." Okay? And I sat there, and I thought about it, and I said, one thing she's very clear on is the hierarchy, but she kind of understands the role of a grandparent. And so, I thought about it, and I said, wow, that, what is that role? Can we capture that role? And over the course of that weekend, I truly saw and solidified my role, my understanding as a role of grandparents. I want to share that with you. And what I have come to believe, and just being in the presence of a lot of wisdom from other grandparents, and, you know, the greatest of great grandparents who are much older than me, we have gone through a lot of stuff, okay? We have gone through a lot of stuff. So not only do we share a chronological role where there's the hierarchy where grandchildren feel, look, mom, dad, if you're not listening to me, I can tell on you because there's someone above you that you have to listen to. Now, whether that's truth, myth, or fact, depending on what your relationship with your children, that is a role, okay? There is a role. And because you have raised these children and they're in your lives, I think the grandparent, my granddaughter was saying, look, during the course, just like I have to listen to you, you have to listen to somebody else. And what I picked up was, now, if they have to listen to me, who am I listening to? So I know that my role, one of my roles as a grandparent, and I think everybody who's a grandparent, we have to listen to spirit, okay? We have to be a disseminator of wisdom, okay? Because we've gone through a lot of stuff, and we have learned, and we have to utilize and be that pillar of wisdom. And I can't even imagine what it's like as a parent not to have someone that you can turn to for wisdom, okay? I really don't know, and I think that's where that supportive entities, those other people, the neighbors, the older neighbors are going to come into play. But we are wisdom because we've gone through a lot of stuff. We can kind of see how it's going to turn out if you continue on this road, this path, be it good or bad. And I think also we are somewhat of the prayer people, the people who you can guarantee to go to that and pray for you. That parent is doing a lot. And when I take a look at some of the younger parents, including my son, they're doing quite a bit. And a lot of times, the supportive things, the things that you want them to do, or the things that you believe they should do, they may not be doing it or not enough of it. I say this, I know my grandmother or grandparents, they were very wise, and they elicited wisdom, and they prayed. And sometimes that young parent who's doing 1,001 things, running at 100, and then crashing because they're tired, they may forget to pray. But as grandparents, you know, let's not just, oh, you didn't pray or whatever, but let's pray for them. Let's pray. And then let's be there for a source of wisdom because we, as I stated earlier, we have gone through some stuff. So you're listening to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. I invite you to call in. Our call in number is 347-855-8603. Join the conversation. And we're talking about from really the greatest of grandparents to godparents, helping develop greatness in our children. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Phyllis Austin. You know, parenting is very difficult. I don't know too many parents who can raise a child to 18 years of age without getting stuck, not knowing what to do. So I would like you to visit householddna.com and view the Household DNA Parenting Pyramid. Learn about the 7 principles of parenting, 4 of which you should be actively doing every day. Next, visit phyllisaustin.com and click on the Power Bookstore for great parent resources. You can pick up my latest book, God Has Not Forgotten You, written for teenagers and college students. While there, get your copy of my ever-popular book, From Parent to Power, Don't Parent in Fear. Visit phyllisaustin.com today. for your book and parent resources. Thank you.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, and today we're talking about from grandparents to godparents developing greatness. And it's a call. It's a call to all parents. Let's get involved. Leave the emotions out of it. When I was prior to the break, we were talking about the roles of the grandparents, and I said one role is wisdom, another one is the prayer person in the family, and I think the ultimate another role is guidance. Guidance is very important. Now, this is guidance by birth, right? Okay, it's simply because you're the parent. Okay, it's simply because you're the parent that you take on this role as kind of helping to guide. And the best form of guidance, really leading by example, in all honesty. You know, let your life, the way you lead your life, be a lesson in guidance. But more importantly, we as grandparents, we know what the parent, some of the things that the parent is going to experience and how it's going to turn out if you do certain things. So not only are we giving you wisdom, we are able to see around the corner that you may not be able to see, kind of foreshadow what's to come. So we're going to give you that guidance. And I say it's by birthright, because when you think of the godparent, that's by acquisition. The parent has selected that person as a part of their guidance entourage, to say their elders, they're not elders, but their entourage, people to be in them, their team, that A team. So let's go over to godparents. And this, I think this is truly an awesome role, because unlike grandparents and great-grandparents and mothers and fathers of the parents, the godparent is a role that was selected. Now, that is that honor. You know, I stated that the grandparents is one of the birthright, just legacy, okay? Whereas the godparent, somebody selected you to be the godparent. So what an awesome experience and an awesome challenge for you and an awesome position, because you have been selected. And I was trying to figure out, why do parents, or what would be the biggest reason why someone selects someone to be a godparent? And I think one is trust. I think in case something happens, they trust you. They trust your judgment. They trust you to step forward. And I also feel that, I believe, and I got to witness this, that parent who selected you as a godparent, they probably feel that they love the way that you give them advice. They love the way that you speak to them. They love the way you present information to them. I really got to see that during the weekend. Last weekend, I was in Chicago at my son's graduation, while my brother was in Atlanta at his son's graduation for Morehouse. And the person who met him down here was the godparent of his son. And I really observed and listened to how they interacted, my brother and the person he selected as to be the godfather of his son. And that conversation between my brother and this other person was amazing. Now, as a sibling, you know, sometimes your siblings don't quite listen to you. But what I realized was this was a person who really had my brother's ear, who my brother trusted for advice. And I love the way his whole demeanor was interesting. His demeanor, his calm, he was calm. He was just, even when he was speaking to me when I came back, they were still in Atlanta, he was speaking to me, and I just like, wow, I got it. I truly got it. I truly understood why this person was selected, because of his ability to communicate and present information. So it was not just about the guidance, you know, because you select people, they guide, they're going to give you some good guidance, good judgment, good discernment, great discernment, the ability to discern information, discern the data, to analyze, but to present it. And sometimes I think this is where conflict comes in, because the parent may not listen to the mother or the father, okay, the parent, but they may listen to the godparent, the friend. And I asked myself, I said, well, why would you listen to them and not birth you? Okay, I'm going to get these microphones right on my head. Why would you listen to them and not birth you? But what I realized is they selected that individual. And sometimes we have to get our emotions out and be calm, cool, and collected. And they say, you know, okay. And if they selected this individual, offered them good advice, that's wonderful. It's just no different from selecting a mate, okay? So hopefully if you taught them correctly, they have good judgment. Today on Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, we're talking about our role as parents, all parents, the role in developing greatness and really being that supportive piece to parents and step-parents. So we're going to go to a commercial break, and when we return, we're going to finish discussing the role of godparents. Feel free to call in. Our call in number is 347-855-8603. Again, our call in number is 347-855-8603. Feel free to call in and let's discuss the roles that we play. Join in the conversation. We're going to go to a commercial break and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Phyllis Austin, founder of the National Parent Education Center. When I first started this organization, I wanted to make sure that parents understood what a quality education is and what it looks like. Do you know that most state constitutions only provide for an adequate education? Here at the National Parent Education Center, we help parents create and receive a quality education for their child. Please support our efforts by making a $5 donation. You may donate more, but please donate. Visit tnpec.org and donate now. Thank you.
Okay, welcome back to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. It's a wonderful day in Atlanta, and we are really talking about godparents, the greatest of godparents, the greatest of grandparents, but let's focus on godparents. Overall, our show is about calling all parents' role in developing greatness in our children, bringing it out, getting them to their greatest potential. I stated the role of godparents. When I think about, again, I get to view a relationship. I didn't really select godparents for my children. I did ask one person to be a godfather to my children. But what I realized very quickly, I have a lot of help, okay? There's a lot of help in my family. So I just kind of gave the roles to brothers and close friends, you know, ad hoc the roles, and they kind of just knew I didn't need one person. And so all y'all going to be responsible, the village, the same thing with the moms. And at various times throughout the course of their life, I felt that some people were better qualified, had better qualities to deal with the certain ages of my children. So at those moments, I said, if anything were to go awry with me or happen to me, you will be that person. Now, that might not be the same person when the child reaches teenage years, because different, you realize that the strength, people have different strengths and weaknesses. I've always stated it's very difficult to raise and rear a child from 0 to 18. Okay, so I just kind of brought the roles like an entree. Okay, this time, this is your focus if anything happens to me. And over here at this time, based on my children's age, this is your position. And if something was to occur to the parents or the step-parents. And I was very honored when their stepfather stepped in because it was truly a blessing. He was, most people think, well, you did a great job of parenting. he was the one who taught me a lot about just kind of being calm and letting go, okay? But let's get back to the godparent. I think that one important role, and I watched the development of the interactions between my brother and the person he selected as the godparent of his children. And I realized that that person brought a certain peace, quiet goodness to resolve conflict. There was truly unconditional love there. And we call that agape love. There was truly unconditional love and the love and respect that they had for one another. But more important, the presentation of information is very important, and how that person has been selected to hold that position as a godparent. So I think those are the roles. I always stated that the difference between a godparent and a grandparent. The grandparent, just out of legacy, birthright, you're born into that position, you're the grandparent, wisdom, guidance, prayer. But the godparent, you selected that individual. So as a godparent, I just think it's an awesome request, an honor to be asked to be the godparent. And therefore, you have to really consider if that's your role. I know the one person, I mean, a single parent at the time before I engaged in holy matrimony. Okay. You know, it's like the reverse order. My uncle will probably say, you put the cart before the horse. And that one, okay, uncle. But he said, I'm in another state. And I think you want somebody within Illinois. What I'm going to tell you, over the years, if I had to seek counsel, not only was this person great for me to go to the Ask Wisdom, but he's also an attorney. That was wonderful. Okay, let's continue. Parents and step-parents, wow, you are the nucleus. And I think of the role as a parent, step-parent, I think if I had to put one role, one role, the biggest role, you are the gatekeepers. You're the gatekeepers, okay? And the risk, the consequences of who you allow your children, who, what, when, where, how, all the things that you allow your children to come in contact with, the who's, the what, the where's, you have to really have a level of discernment. And therefore, you have to also understand when to seek advice. Because we, as grandparents and godparents, we may not be in the same area. We may not be in the same mindset as you. So you may have to, or just in proximity, to know what's going on. But you are the gatekeepers. You are the gatekeepers. That is your role, okay? You have to make sure that you provide a safe, nurturing, fulfilling environment for your child where it's substance. You're the foundation, the backbone, nourishment. You provide all of that right there while you are raising, rearing, learning about, teaching, conditioning your child. And it's important as the gatekeeper to understand that some people cannot be in your child's environment and others can. Also, as a gatekeeper, it's important to understand the information that you will need. Okay, so there's that level of discernment and to be able to go out and get information. Now, you may think, wow, this is a lot of responsibility. So, you know, according to Miss Austin's household DNA parenting pyramid, I have to provide love, I have to bless and edify, wisdom, guidance, peace, protection, and provisions, those seven principles. But my primary role is the gatekeeper, yes, because if there's harm coming through to your child, those roles are very difficult to fill, okay? So you have to make sure they're in a protective nursery environment. And you have to have a level of discernment. The best thing that I can say, and I'm going to say this in the video, as we tend to make our video for our national classroom to kind of promote what's coming up in June. June's two more days, so got a lot of work to do. You know, one thing I said, the greatest gift you can give a child is an educated parent, but not just in formal education, but in the education of themselves, their spirit, and to know the areas of concern that they need to work on. And sometimes if you don't see that, it's important very early to seek out wise counsel, not just because of legacy or birthright, but in the form of a godparent or someone you look up to. And we're going to talk about whether that's a neighbor, another couple, because I had to do that. We're going to look at their roles to recognize next talk next week. We want to look at how, when do they know that someone's really seeking their advice? Be in tune when you, as a parent, come to them and say, "Well, you know, I really wasn't born with great parents, but I'm trying to be a better parent." Okay, and I think your role in that is very. I think that's really great when you really understand your strength, your areas of concern, things that you need to build and strengthen. So, you know, I think that your first and foremost role is gatekeeper. And if you can keep the gate, okay, make sure the right things get in and out, then those other seven roles will be a little bit easier to focus on love, peace, protection, provisions, bless and edify your child, wisdom and guidance. Because as a parent, you are able to see around the corners and recognize what that child may see as they go through life. Children may tend to have tunnel vision from time to time. So there is a hierarchy, and this web begins to form. And what we just looked at was really just one chain, or just the chain, and then a sort of a branch, or one what they call it when you look at the tree. Tree trunk, okay, and then the branch. I think I'm correct. Okay, and one branch. So if we go from bottom to up, you see the children. You have the children. You have the parents. You have the grandparents, or you can reverse it where the grandparents are kind of like the foundation because they truly are, and then the child, which is the parent, and then the grandchildren or the children, and that branch, that first branch, would be the branch of the godparents. And I think I'm going to have somebody draw. I'm going to try to put my creative talents to kind of start developing that tree, because that's what it becomes, a family tree, as we start to add everybody on that tree that's going to help develop the greatness of the child. Okay? So it's been a wonderful show. I want to talk to you a little bit about our national classroom. It's very important that you like our page on Facebook. As the National Parent Education Center, we are going to really be, I wouldn't say tested. I think the better word is going to be stretched. Okay? That's the best word. We are really going to be stretched. STRETCHED, stretched. As we go into our national classroom. So we have to really be effective and more efficient. And in that respect, we really need for you to send us your email address. You can send it to info@tnpec.org. You can also like our page on Facebook. Now, I know some of you have befriended me. That's great. It's wonderful. There are times when we have to use social media, and there's so much social media out there that you don't know what you do. You got Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We have Selly. I think we're going to do Pinterest, whatever that is. Something like that. YouTube. We already have a YouTube channel. We've had that for years, but we never use it because of just the time. So we really have to start narrowing down. And so in the next week, you will see information come across it, like this page. And I want to thank the people who liked us last week. We got, I think, 12 new likes on our Facebook page. It's wonderful because that kind of streamlines our energy, kind of know where to focus our energy. So do that, and we're going to ask you, coming up this week, send in or click for to join our email list. We want to work on that link right now. That link is there, but it's on the back page. Our website, we're going to tweak it to make sure we have your correct email. So as we move into opening our classroom, you will see that it's easier to reach out to you to let you know what topics that are going to be discussed that week and what lessons we need to focus on to really help parents develop their children's greatness. Okay? I want to thank you for listening to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, and we will be, well, actually, let's go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back. Okay? For Classroom DNA show topics and information, text TNPEC.org to 23559. Again, for Classroom DNA show topics and information, text TNPEC.org to 23559. You know, I laughed when that came up because that's just what I was talking about. That's Selly, okay? If you want a text alert message on what's going to be discussed on the national, or what's going to be discussed in, because you're actually going into a site, an online learning site. So what's going to be discussed in classroom, our national classroom that particular day, you text 23559 to text, I'm sorry, text TNPEC.org to 23559. That's also how you know what's going to be happening on Classroom DNA. So that serves two purposes. So like I said, and then we have LinkedIn. I mean, this is social media that we're trying to keep up with. It's rather extensive, okay? But we do plan to, as we grow on this journey with you, to keep us abreast, let us know how you like to receive messages, that email that will go out today, and that link to let us know how you like to receive information, the best way to contact you to let you know what's going on, because our goal is to educate 750,000 parents per year. And just I'm going to look out for that invite to the first session, because you will definitely learn the strategy, and it's an awesome strategy to reach the number of parents we plan on educating this year in order to help our children reach their greatest potential. So thank you for listening to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. And as we end today's show, we always end with Earth, Wind, and Fire. You are a winner.